95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Hey, Sluggo, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So, I was downstairs.
I was wondering if we were going to talk.
Because I may have misplaced my key card. No. So, I texted Sluggo, what are the chances you could come down and get me at the elevator?
Which usually I'd be running down, no
Which
problem.
Which is kind of a normal thing, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, whatever, but yeah.
I didn't get a response. And then I said, if I were at the elevators, what if you came and got me? And then I didn't get a response. And then I said, I texted, for the sake of example, if someone were waiting for a key card to get up at the elevators, what would happen to said person?
And I said,
nothing. And then I said, if a person were stuck at the elevators, then what? So all four of those texts, and then I got, he forgot his phone. Can you call the hotline?
My phone is sitting at home.
Yep.
It's right next to your key card on the bedside table. I mean, in the kitchen in my house. Completely different place.
And then I got a text. You two are quite the unprepared pair. And I said, you misspelled genius. Now,
my poor wife.
Here's my question for you, Sluggo.
Yes.
As I have worked here only, what, 10
Coming
months?
Up on a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What would the process be, say, if a person here, not me, but an unresponsible person.
Oh, right. One of those. I don't know any of those. As my phone sits
were to lose their key card. And then.
really?
No longer had access to it.
Oh, the person we're talking about has completely lost their key card.
Let's say, for the sake of example, yes.
I believe you get a raise and
you
a
get
pat
a raise.
On the back. Yeah. And as much time off if you'd like. And
wow, that's great news.
Yeah, maybe cupcakes. And
have you ever
lost? You know, amazingly, I haven't. I like to leave my phone sitting at home charging all the time. And, you know, like.
It's a thing I do occasionally.
Yeah.
And by occasionally, I mean once a month. It's a good, solid once a month. I have a system. I have a foolproof system.
Of remembering to bring stuff?
Of having my key card.
Oh, right.
My key card specifically.
Right.
Stays in a pocket.
Right.
Once it goes out of that pocket, for whatever reason, we were just on a break for a couple of weeks.
Right. It's gone.
Gone.
Who knows?
Yeah. And I searched the place. It doesn't exist.
I think everybody...
It doesn't exist.
Yeah. I
what do you mean you think everybody? You've never lost one.
That's true, but
that's insane! You've never lost a key card?
No. I locked myself out of my first radio station when I was like 18 while the song was on the air.
Who hasn't?
Whatever,
same.
Exactly.
But and that's
was,
it?
Yeah. But I leave my cell phone at home.
I lose my key card twice a year.
See, and that's what sucks about this. Maybe. Where we're at now, we're on the eighth floor as opposed to like the old place where
correct.
It was like you could just easily crawl in a bathroom window over there.
Right.
It's a little bit harder.
There's a lot of ways to get in over there.
Yeah, you got a Batman here to climb up the...
Here you text your friend.
Yeah. Whose phone is sitting at
His
home being charged.
Is not with him. So the process would be just to go admit to somebody that I failed?
Oh, that sucks.
Do you know the process? I mean, do you even...
I know.
You don't even know how to get
a replacement
key card.
I don't know anybody in management. Oh, wait.
Right. I'm going to have to go ask somebody else who knows.
Oh, that sucks.
Because I don't... that's not...
Just blame it on...
it's not in my possession.
Jonathan from the morning show. Just say it's his fault.
Jonathan!
Yeah, he lost it. You gave it to him so he could go to the bathroom, and he never gave it back.
He always seemed shaky to me.
Yeah! Very funny, but shaky as hell.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo!
We got some tickets for the LA Kings coming up.
Ah, that's very cool. Saturday's game, right?
Correct.
Nice.
Very excited about that. That's on the way. I don't know if you've... do you go to sporting events ever?
Rarely. Sometimes. Has been a very, very long time now.
This is a GOP lawmaker, a top Republican lawmaker in Tennessee, was watching his son play. By the way, parents are the worst.
Oh,
the worst.
No kidding.
The worst.
Yeah.
You're not worried about other kids.
Nope.
You're worried about the parents because the parents suck.
Yep.
So there's basically pretty much a melee. And State Representative Jeremy Faison, who is a Republican lawmaker in Tennessee, said that it's starting to get out of hand. And the referee made a call and then called a technical because both teams were starting to fight.
Right. Wait, so what is this? Is this like Little League or what is this?
I'm sorry, basketball.
Oh, basketball.
Basketball.
Okay.
So
right.
Inside a gym, yes.
Okay.
So the guy walks, it happens in the third quarter of the game. So the guy walks out and tries to help separate the teams.
Right.
I don't know why.
No, he's a congressperson.
He's right.
He knows how to handle situations.
So the referee saw a parent on the court and said,
it's like, get the hell out.
Out.
Yeah.
Kicked him out of the gym.
Good.
At which point, the guy said, you can't tell me to leave the floor. This is your fault. Now, I'm going to read this verbatim because it's odd. Okay, so you can't tell me to leave the floor. This is your fault. This is the senator, or the, sorry, the Republican, let's see, I want to get this right, Republican lawmaker in Tennessee. It says, you can't tell me to leave the floor. This is your fault. Before suddenly bending down to tug on Pendleton's pant leg.
The ref?
Yes.
He's going to tug on his pant leg.
In a report to filed with the,
his pants off? What's
in a report filed with the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association, Pendleton said that he had tried to, quote, pull his pants down and off.
Well, that should calm everything down. That should get everybody back into normal play mode.
In what?
Why?
In what world do you try to pants a ref?
And you're not as even in the game.
As a parent of one of the kids in the game. Imagine being one of the kids in the game.
Oh, you got it. I mean, you're going to be like, oh, there's dad. Here he goes.
Why is he trying to pull the pants off another ref?
He pantses people all the time. He pants that priest that one time.
What the hell?
So this was after he told him to get off the floor?
Yes,
this was
after his response. He'd been ejected. He pants the ref.
And he thinks everything's getting out of hand. Now, his solution was perfect.
And then they called the police. Right. And, you know, there are charges filed and everything else.
Did he pants the police?
He didn't. Not that I am aware of.
What if he had succeeded? I wonder where things would have gone.
When was the last time you tried to pants someone?
It's been a little while. It used to happen at the other station quite a bit. There were quite a bit of pants. Jed loved to pants folk.
But Jed. But you're talking about a crazy person.
Right.
Right? That we all love, but crazy.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Crazy. This is a Republican lawmaker in Tennessee.
Not Jed the Fish.
How long has it been since you pants someone? How does that even come into your mind? How do you think, oh, maybe I should pull his pants off?
Oh, this game is getting out of hand. I know what I'll do. I'll go down there and pants the ref.
I can help. I don't understand the thought process, but I do admire it. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I just reached for my phone to look up something about the Foo Fighters. Mm-hmm. And
how'd that go?
How was the last time you left your phone at home?
It's been a while.
Yeah,
I left my phone. Listen, I have.
How don't do get me wrong. Live in 2022 without a telephone anymore?
It's so frustrating.
Stupid pants.
Because you're going to reach for that phone
over
20
over
times an hour.
Over and over.
You're going to go, I should text somebody that I don't have my phone.
I need to find out about this. I took a picture. Oh, hell.
Yep. Well done.
Yeah.
We are a well-oiled machine. COVID-19 is bringing back one of the oldest and strangest fake cures.
Oh, okay.
I say it's time to stop arguing with people.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd say, you know what?
Yeah, whatever.
A lot of science out there, a lot of doctors, a lot of personal doctors, family doctors.
Yeah.
I trust them.
Yeah.
You don't want to?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's stop arguing.
Yeah. What's the point?
This one is colloidal silver. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's one of the oldest fake cures. Supposedly, it cures everything.
Now
it's come back in the pandemic age.
Sure. So this is like stuff that they used to go around in medicine shows with from town to town.
Pretty much, yes.
If they got caught, they'd be tarred and feathered and sent out. But otherwise, they'd make a nice little cleanup. And so this is one of the oldest
cures. This is one of the oldest cures,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
In late December of this past year, right-wing personality and relentless headline chaser Candace Owens made some news when she declared her love for this colloidal silver.
You know, every time you say that, it sounds like something else.
I know. It cures everything.
Right.
Well, it cures everything.
Well,
cures AIDS.
Right.
They say.
Nice.
It cures all kinds of COVID.
That's fantastic.
Although it hasn't technically been tested on.
Oh, well, sure.
She's doing that. Alex Jones is another one that's doing that. I don't know if you recognize his name. Televangelist Jim Baker. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
I made a kind of a remix that I took a little piece of this from, but it's him and his show, Jim Baker,
right,
televangelist, talking about this silver.
Okay.
And it's in a bottle. It looks like you just drink out of it.
Right.
This looks like
drink
a bottle.
Drink some silver. That sounds like a great idea.
Drink colloidal silver is the name of it.
What is it you kill wolves? What is it? Werewolves you kill silver?
With silver bullets? Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're a werewolf, maybe don't take
it. Maybe don't. But everybody else,
you're good to
go. Here's the thing about it, though. Mm-hmm. It turns your skin blue. So the FDA had to send out a bunch of letters saying, hey, everyone, this is not a cure.
Right.
And I'd say, okay, that's on them, but the rest of us, let's let people turn blue.
Yeah, those of us who have done our own research.
Let's allow the blue to happen.
Hey, let's work for the Blue Man Group.
Let's just allow them.
Tobias is on board.
To drink silver and turn blue. Who are we to say don't do that?
Good question, sir. Who are we?
Here's the audio of the Jim Baker show talking about.
Even if the plague doesn't go as bad as they feel it could, it can cause worldwide starvation.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Is that right?
Okay, hold on. This is a guy who is out of prison after serving time in prison for ripping people off as a televangelist.
Big time.
For lying and getting people to send him money.
And now he's back on television.
Now he's back on television.
Hawking silver.
Here's the only product, and this is insanity. God gave us this product, I believe.
Like in an alley one night?
I don't.
He calls somebody God, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yes.
You're saying that silver solution would be effective.
Well, let's say it hasn't been tested on this strain of the coronavirus.
On this strain. Okay, listen. That's an interesting wording she threw in
let's
there.
Let's put this out there.
Wow.
We haven't necessarily tested it.
On this strain.
But she goes on to say that they have, quote, tested it on all the other strains.
Oh, come on.
And it works immediately.
Wow.
Listen to this.
But it's been tested on other strains of the coronavirus and has been able to eliminate it within 12 hours.
Oh,
okay. So here's,
out loud. Here's
scientifically, that's not true.
Right.
That's false.
Right.
Okay, continue.
Yeah.
12 hours. Totally eliminated. Kills
that's
it.
So good.
You never want to be without
it. So good.
So good. I never want to be found without it.
That's so
never. So, never. Never. Never.
And you can put it in anything. You can put it in any drink. Never.
Never.
You can put it in your soups.
Oh. I give it to my little daughter. I just let her drink it right from
the Why is this guy have a daughter?
Right?
These people have kids. Silver down.
Yes. You can put it in your soup. I'm not pouring silver in my soup. What's wrong with you?
You got a Cantor's and order a matzo ball. Hey, could you put a little silver in that too, by the way? Get out.
However much she wants, she can have it.
That's right.
You know?
It has the ability
to
kill every pathogen it has ever been tested on, including SARS and HIV and other strains of the coronavirus. It's been tested on the SARS virus.
It's not.
It isn't real.
You know, people say, well, we don't want you to get panicked. Well, the thing of it is, I want you to be prepared.
Right. So here's a phone number and order it now and give us your credit card.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Dude,
maybe,
we're doing this all wrong. We should be just ripping people off and getting
maybe
a lot of money.
Well, that's one thing, yes.
Yeah, I got some silver here.
But also, if you're not going to join the scam, which isn't a bad idea, let's let the people that want the silver have the silver.
Sure. I agree with
let
that.
Let them have it.
Who cares?
Let them turn blue.
Sure.
Let them think it's going to protect
them. Yeah.
Listen, there's something called natural selection.
Difference does it make,
I'm fine, let's not argue.
Yeah.
Drink your silver.
Yeah.
Put it in your soup. Enjoy.
One day at a time, 36 years. Thank you for the love. It'd mean the world to me. That is Rob Halford. Actually tweeted just today that he is celebrating his 36th year of sobriety. Amazing. Well done, dude.
I don't know how anyone in a band,
especially like a hard band like Judas Priest,
stays sober. I just feel like it would be so much, it would present so many more difficulties than the average person.
100%. 1,000%. So well done, Rob. Very cool. That's such a great impressive guy, man. He is such an awesome dude. He's very cool, dude.
Unidentified man flees South Korea for North Korea. You don't see this very often.
This is the weirdest story ever. Hey, I want to be oppressed. Can I come over and be no freedoms? And
the guy went from South Korea. Mm-hmm. He's a South Korean national.
Right.
And entered the demilitarized zone at 9:20 on Saturday local time.
Which is a bad idea. I mean, usually they're going from the other way, north to south.
Always.
Yeah, and you're going to get your head blown off.
So he's going from south to north.
And they're like, what's this dude doing?
Things in the north aren't great.
To put it mildly.
About an hour later, he crossed the demarcation line, and he was in North Korea.
Unbelievable. Hawkeye and BJ were just shocked.
It is this has to be a first.
Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, you don't see, like, back when the USSR was really, you know, at the top of their craziness, people trying to get in. Hey, just you know, I dying to get communist in. China. Let's go.
What is there? Starvation? Yeah, give me some of that.
Lots of repression. No freedom of press.
I've had just too much food. I don't know what to do. I have money. I have freedom.
I want to go find out that Kim Jong-un's whatever his name is, grandfather created burritos.
That is, I've heard that that's true.
I want to hear information like that firsthand.
I've heard that that's true.
So I'll go up to North Korea.
So we have a news correspondent. He used to be a baseball correspondent.
Oh, is this Manny?
Yes.
Yay!
On the Heineken 00
hotline. Hey!
Former Dodger great Manny Ramirez, who is now our general news correspondent.
That's right. We send him all over the planet.
Manny, we would like to give you a job, and that is to follow in this guy's footsteps, in his footprints, and go from South Korea to North Korea, and then call us back and report on how things are.
I have great news, Barkley. I'm already in North Korea.
Oh, nice.
What?
Well done.
I'm a man of Ramirez in P.F. Chang right now.
In Pyongyang?
That's why I said, yeah, right. I'm Ramirez right here.
You got it wrong. Okay, it's close.
Okay, what are you doing there?
Oh, you know, just vacation, kicking back. I have a lot of friends here. You know who's here?
Who?
Gene Hackman.
The actor?
That's right. I was ever wonder, hey, Gene Hackman, he's a real good actor, French Connection, all these movies. And then I don't see Gene Hackman anymore. Gene Hackman right here in P.F. Chang. How you doing, Gene Hackman?
I think he's dead.
Did he answer?
Speaking of dead, you guys want to know something?
What?
Sure.
I banged Betty White.
I was wondering what happened at the end.
2004.
Is that how it ended?
2004.
She came to Red Sox game. Manny Ramirez hit home run like Manny Ramirez loved to. And after the game, she called over. She said, Manny Ramirez, you're my favorite player. I said, is that true? Why don't you come back to my house? I've got a nice place on the river. And she come back to my house. Manny Ramirez put it work. And you want to know the best part about it?
What?
I had a threesome with Betty White and John Madden, and he just died too.
Wow.
What are the odds of that?
Yeah, I'm glad we haven't ever gotten into one, dude.
Also, how are we at this point when we started talking about a South Korean who,
going back to North Korea where
who
you're
went
at
to
now.
North Korea.
Yeah, right.
You're in Pyongyang.
Right. Yeah. Or
P.F. Right.
Chang.
P.F. Chang, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Right here.
Why don't you tell us what it's like there then?
Yeah.
How about that? How about if you just tell us, like, describe to us what Pyongyang is like? P.F. Chang's, whatever.
It's very, very different than you would imagine. There's a lot of depression.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who are not having fun.
Right.
There's not a lot of pretty things to see.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't seem like the economy doing very good. Manny Ramirez is not an economist. But if I'm just looking around,
right.
I've been many places. Manny Ramirez has been all over the place. You understand, Manny Ramirez hit a lot of home runs.
Right.
I go from Timbuktu to Kalamazoo and right back. And Manny Ramirez does not feel like P.F. Chang is doing too well when it comes to finance.
Well, I got to say, that's sort of what I would expect from North Korea, hence the surprise that this gentleman would move from South to North Korea.
Right. Why would you determine to vacation there?
Yeah.
What's that choice?
Yeah.
How was that choice made?
Because a lot of people, especially wealthy celebrities like Manny Ramirez, they like to say they're open-minded, that they don't judge people.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Manny Ramirez really lived that way. Manny Ramirez, oftentimes, he go from Syria to Afghanistan to North Korea and just all over the places. Manny Ramirez's mom called him on the phone. She said, Manny Ramirez, I know you want to go on vacation. You should go to Hawaii. You should go to Fiji. Make sure you don't go to these places.
Mm-hmm.
And Manny Ramirez, you know what he do? He go to every one of the places she named. Because Manny Ramirez is living life on the edge. You know, life is a garden, and I dig it. All right.
What's the most repressive country you found so far on your travels?
Wyoming.
I'm sorry, I thought you said Wyoming.
What's so funny, Mark?
Diver down! Diver down!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I was watching 30 Rock or Parks and Rec. I don't remember which one, but
one of those great shows. Yeah.
Both of those shows.
Yeah.
One of the characters said, use this sentence. I'm in air quotes, technically out of the country for that person.
Okay. So if they call,
right.
I'm pretty sure that was Jack actually on 30 Rock. That
very
really
possible.
Sounds like a Jack.
Very
line.
Possible.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm technically
out of the country
for that person. And it made me think of, we did a call-in topic at the other station of you faked your own death, which we were surprised to actually get calls on.
Yeah.
People actually
have done it.
Yes.
And it just changed everything and vamoosed.
And
this had to have been in the 90s, though. That'd be very hard to do these
it
days.
It was in the 90s, and it would be much harder these days.
Yeah, yeah, but I love it.
But the, I'm technically out of the country for this person, kills me because it's really difficult for people to have conflict. People are so conflict averse They can't imagine. Listen, it's not you, it's me, blah, blah, blah. I'm out of the country.
Right.
I wish I had a different choice for you, but that, like, that wraps it up in a bow.
Right.
Takes all the conversation out of it.
I can't do anything about this at all
I wish I could.
But I'm in a different country.
But I'm not in the country right now, so I don't know.
And I like not specifying which one. It's just random as hell.
Just not in the country.
Yeah.
You don't say you're in Canada. You don't say you're in Mexico. You don't say you're anywhere else.
Certainly you don't say you're in North Korea, because that doesn't make any sense.
Not in the United States, is it?
I love it.
So while I would love to deal with whatever situation we've got going on, I'm not available.
So if I ever call you someday and the car's on fire or I've been arrested or whatever, and I'm sorry, dude, I'm out of the country. I
right.
know that that's just
code for I'm not going to help you. Let the car burn. No, but I would assume there are so many people who say they moved too far away.
Right.
Moved from, you know, even Los Angeles to San Diego, for example.
Sure, which didn't, didn't used to be a big deal, but it is actually now.
It's like a little prohibitive.
Yeah.
A little prohibitive.
Yeah, you know.
So I'd love to see you next weekend, but I'm not here.
Yeah.
I'm in San Diego.
Yeah. You know how far that is.
I live in Riverside, and it would be really a long drive to get to Manhattan Beach. I'm really sorry. I would love to.
True.
You could literally be just on the other side of Los Angeles for this.
Yep.
All right. So excuses that you have used.
Ah, okay.
Excuses you've given people so that you don't have to deal with their drama.
Right. At that moment. Yeah.
So you just don't want to deal with it and you made something up. What did you make up?
Good question.
Out of the country right now.
What's the weirdest one you've used?
818. I've always been okay at conflict.
Yeah. I know. I was thinking.
I've always been okay at that.
Yeah.
No one loves it.
Right.
But
some people do. They really do love it. Yeah.
But I've always been okay at it in that I'm able to navigate those waters even though it's difficult.
Yeah.
But some people are so conflict averse, they don't want to have anything to do with even breaching a subject.
Right.
Make up an excuse why they don't have to.
Yep. I worked all night. I was asleep, but something weirder than that, crazier than that.
Yes. Crazier. Yeah, especially.
Yeah.
Your wedding is in June. I'm going to be in Hawaii.
Right. I'm out of the country. I'm technically out of the country.
I'm out of the country. For that person.
Yes.
So 818-955-KLOS is the phone number. 818-955-KLOS.
That lo-fi Who sound. You know, if you want to get technical, I kind of think that's like an early punk song. That and Hound Dog by Elvis Presley, because
of the sound of it?
Yeah, and the way it's just so tight. You got a drum, you got a guitar, you got a guy screaming. He's like pretending he's going to throw out the F-bomb through the whole song.
Right.
Basically the roots of punk rock. A little taste of punk, like that with Elvis as well. I've always heard of Elvis.
You're a little deep.
I got too much time on my
hands. Got a little sub going on
listening
up there.
To too much damn music.
Who knew? It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I was watching 30 Rock or Parks and Rec. I'm sorry, I can't remember which one.
Right.
So one character said, for that person, I'm, quote, out of the country.
If they call, I'm out of the country.
I'm, quote, out of the country. So we're asking you for lies that you made up to avoid conflict. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
How you doing? I'm doing pretty well. Thank you.
All right, we're talking about excuses you came up with so that you didn't have to have conflict.
Yeah, I was called into work and I told them that I was with my best friend because his gecko had passed away.
You didn't.
Did you work at Geico? Please tell me so.
Why?
Oh, no, I wish. That'd be too good.
But you were doing it to be funny?
No, I was genuinely with my friend because his gecko passed. And
so it was a true story.
Yes.
But they didn't believe you.
We're not looking for true stories. We're looking for
filthy lies.
We're looking for lies. All right, get off our phone. Thank you for calling.
Sorry about his gecko. We're very sorry.
That's what we mean, yes.
Yes.
KLOS, hello.
I'm going to hell for this one. Are you ready?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Kev Dog, I love you guys.
Check it out.
My best excuse is I was in contact with somebody who was exposed to COVID.
Oh, hey, man. How do we not even think of that?
How often must that happen?
That's brilliant.
I mean,
terrible.
I love you, Sluggo and Kev Dog. I love you guys.
Thank you, man.
I'm going to burn in hell.
Thank you. You are. Okay, we'll see you there.
Yeah.
How genius is that?
Yes. Yeah, thanks, dude. Thank you so much.
818-955-KLOS. Wow. I can't imagine that that hasn't been used 100,000 times in this city alone.
Yes.
You don't even have to have it. No. You came in contact with somebody.
My neighbor's got it. I better stay home.
We don't have to do anything anymore.
Kevin, you know what? My neighbor did actually have it. I probably better not come in tomorrow.
I know a guy whose neighbor had it, so I need to not come in tomorrow as well.
818-955-KLOS, your excuse for getting out of stuff.
I was watching 30 Rock, and there was a person that responded, somebody's calling me, I'm, quote, out of the country for them. I'm out of the country for them. Just whoever it is, just tell them I'm out of the country. You made up a lie to get out of some kind of conflict. Do you have that?
Okay, this one's not like faking your death or anything, but you can fake it over and over again. But if you're like your in-laws or maybe a family event, you just make an announcement as loud as you can to the group, like, oh my God, I left the oven on, we got to go.
Have you tried that?
it's awesome. It works. And everyone's like, oh, got to get out of there.
It's probably like the in-laws now are going, all right, let's take bets. It's going to be an hour and 10 minutes before they left the oven on.
Plus, he leaves it on he's left it on three times in the last week. That seems like a lot.
Hey, but you know, that's worth a try. I think that's not bad. And if it's worked for you, good.
It's no, I know someone with COVID. That's but thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
That one's unbeatable.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for talking about lies you told to get out of conflict.
Yes, I've told a lie before. I have plans later. I've got a yogurt I got to eat that I purchased.
Yogurt I got to eat.
You've never specified the yogurt thing, right? You just say, I have plans later.
Yeah, I have plans later.
Gotcha.
Right. Yeah, you know, but if I have, it's been since I was a real asshole teen, but I used to say a lot of times, I've got something else to do. I'm going to go do it. You know what I mean? Just like totally I'm going to go eat some
as
yogurt.
As a surprise?
Yeah, it's like, screw you. Just I don't care. I'm I don't want to hang out with you. Yeah.
I guess it's for the future as well. You're done with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow, you're both dicks.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, you told a lie to get out of conflict?
I did. I got a call yesterday, and they asked to speak to my name, my married name. Hmm. I've been divorced for, you know, over 13 years.
Right.
And so I said, you have the wrong number. And they're like, oh, this is not this person. I said, nope. So it technically wasn't me. I haven't used that name for more than 13 years.
Gotcha.
And then when he hung up, I was like, shoot, what if my ex-husband died and they're giving me money? I'm like, nah, still not worth it.
Yeah,
still not worth it.
Still not worth it, even for a giant check.
Nope.
I get it. Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to think of the last time I said I would leave the country, and I realized the last crazy person I dealt with didn't leave me alone until I left the country. So, you know, sometimes it could be true.
So it was true in your case?
It was true. It literally did not leave me alone until I was leaving the country. I'm like, dude, I'm out of here, man.
What you need to do is lie earlier.
Yeah.
If we've learned anything, it's don't wait till you're leaving.
Leaving the country works.
Say you're leaving.
Yeah, whenever.
I'm leaving tomorrow. It just came up. We're talking about people who hate conflict, and so to avoid conflict, they just make stuff up.
And the best one that's come in so far is, I came into somebody that had COVID. I came into contact with somebody
who had COVID, which is genius.
Yeah.
Because people are so hyper-vigilant.
Yeah.
That they want you to stay away.
Yeah.
I'm happy you told me that.
Yeah.
All is right with the world. You go on about your way and stay away from me.
I'm not sure it's really, I mean, of course it's wrong to lie.
Of course that's what we mean.
But I mean, if you're looking for the perfect lie, I can't do this. You know, I need to get out of this at all costs.
Everybody's so hyper-vigilant about that.
Yeah.
Right? Well, not everybody, but people are smart.
That's true.
I would, that seems like a bad one. Yeah. But you made something up to get out of conflict?
Yeah, definitely. I always tell people, especially the ones who I see from high school that I really don't want to see anymore, I tell them I was in a terrible car accident and I suffered some head trauma and I just don't remember.
Wow. Go for the gold, man.
That's strong. So not only can I not see you now, I will never recognize you.
Yeah, so don't bother
me. That is right. Well, and it works for a lot of things. I love it. That is my go-to excuse for everything.
I think if I weren't doing this particular job, I might actually go
for that. That's not bad.
It's
sort of offensive to those of us that do have brain trauma. But whatever.
You know, right on, man.
You do you.
Thanks for calling, man. You got really close to you do you boo on that one. You got to be careful.
Nope.
You don't want that.
Nope.
Hi, KLOS. Did you lie? What do you lie about? How do you lie? Oh, my God.
Did you lie?
To get out of something? Hello? Hey.
Hey,
did you? I wasn't listening anyway, so that's good.
Yeah, no idea. Thank God, because what we just said made zero sense. Did you make up a lie to get out of some type of conflict?
Me? No.
Okay, good.
After all that, perfect, great. No, I got a pop quiz for you, Kevin.
Yes. That's okay, you didn't see me. I was just over here.
Oh, were you flipping me off or something?
Sluggo is 2.5 feet from me. And there are times that I just can't get his attention.
I was
over here doing like somersaults and stuff. You were in a zone. What are you focusing on? What's happening?
Two and a half feet short from out, you know, man. I was going to give you a pop quiz about that song.
Okay. Right,
Skid Row. I remember you now. We never played that at Carol Q.
Right.
But have you ever played that song on the radio before? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
The answer is yes.
We actually played it on the party machine?
Just regular rotation.
Is that right?
The first station we were at a million years ago.
No kidding.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Wow, that's bizarre.
Yeah, so it's been 35 years probably since Chris play on that song.
Wow. Wow, we're old. That's what I hear. Plus, I can't get your attention. I don't know what to do. I just sent you a file. Put the file get ready to play it.
Okay.
We talked about this earlier, and we're going to take some phone calls on this. A top Republican lawmaker in Tennessee is asking for forgiveness after attempting to pull down a referee's pants at his son's school's basketball game.
I don't see what's the problem with that. You know, the referee deserves to have his be pantsed.
What? Who thinks?
And why? Why a lawmaker?
He's a Republican lawmaker in Tennessee. How do you get to be in public office when people have to vote for you?
Right.
And when your son's playing in a basketball game and the ref is having problems keeping the teams from each other's throats, how do you think I'm going to go down onto the floor and if the ref throws me out, I'm going to pants him?
Right?
Like, who thinks that way?
Apparently lawmakers.
He reached down and tried to pull the pants off of the ref.
Weird. At a kid's game.
Yes.
A
school game. Some kid watched his dad try to pants a ref.
Oh, my God.
That escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the smallest thing that then blew up.
Ah, it sent you over the edge. Sent your dad over the edge of the game.
It seems like there are about 6 steps missing.
Yeah.
Which usually is like a little more escalated, a little more angry.
And maybe weird, too, because if you're going to pants someone, generally that's a friend. It's kind of in a joke. But if you're out there, you're yelling at the ref.
No?
Yeah. Right?
Right? I mean, that's an odd thing to do as an adult. And as an adult.
Yeah. And somebody to another adult.
And somebody who runs for office and has to get votes.
Right.
He's trying to pants a ref. What?
Because he was throwing him out because he shouldn't be on the floor in the first place.
He went on the floor to help the ref.
You should know that.
He did need his help.
No one needs the help.
Who thinks to pants somebody?
But then his response is...
His response is to pull the pants off the ref. How's that a thing?
Maybe he heard he had a banana hammock and he wanted the whole crowd to see.
What is the smallest thing that escalated quickly in your life?
Yes.
It was minute. It really was
like this,
unimportant.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you're in handcuffs.
You're pantsing someone.
Well, whatever it might be. I mean, they did call the police.
Well, I found myself pantsing the ref, and I was like, huh.
When was the last time you pants somebody? Maybe just ask that question. Any of the above.
That would go back more than 35 years, like Skid Row.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. We were talking about a lawmaker that was watching his son play basketball, and then there were a few technicals called, and the team started fighting, and he decided to go on the floor and help, and then the ref threw him out of the gym, and instead of going out of the gym, the lawmaker pulled his pants down.
Pantsed the ref.
I don't know. Like, I'm as childish as they come. I really haven't thought about pantsing somebody in
so maybe not.
Way
maybe
too long.
Maybe you're a true adult, a mature man.
Thank you for noticing.
Actually.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well. How's it going with you?
Unfortunately, I was the one that got pantsed.
No,
you got pantsed? When was this?
Yeah, it was at an Ugly Kid Joe concert at Irvine Meadows.
Awesome.
Put on by put on my K Rock.
Right. Go ahead.
Remember the pants that everybody was wearing back in them days, the slip on cargo pants?
Yeah, yes.
Slip on cargo
those
pants.
Those have come off pretty easy, actually. Why did someone pants you?
Yeah, it was backstage. We were catering for everybody. Some girl decided to pull them down. Lucky I had some underwear on.
Lucky for her.
Presenting the sausage.
Hey, it happened.
It happened.
Right.
Thank you for
all right, well, thanks for calling. So there you go, about 35 years ago. 30 years ago.
KLOS, hello.
I just, you know, my buddy told me to call in. His name is Kevin. He said, tell you guys my best story of pantsing somebody.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
This has turned into pants talk.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay, cool, man. Well, it's pretty simple, dude. I mean, I would say the quickest way to get someone's pants off is, you know, those little sticks of dynamite you light on fire?
What?
You light one of those up. It's like that little firecracker, the little stick of dynamite.
But you're talking about an M6, M30?
No, probably smaller. Yeah. The little tiny. Oh, really? That
little,
big?
Yeah, okay. a little smaller. Or right. You could use that.
No, sure. That's no. No, you end up killing them.
Probably will pull their pants off, though.
Dude, I have never seen someone get undressed that quickly in my life.
That escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
818-955-KLOS. You pants somebody, or just the situation got out of control.
Or you got pants.
Or you got pants.
I got a bad disease. Far from my brain is where I bleed. Insanity, it seems. It's got me by my soul to
say that if that video, the video for that song right there, had come out in the 1960s, it would have been the biggest hit ever. And remember
probably.
Psychedelic that video was. It was very entertaining and a little disturbing.
A nice mixture.
Yes, exactly. My favorite.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about things that went from nothing to something really quickly.
And or pantsing, apparently.
And or you got pants. Yes. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Kevin Osago?
Yes, we're reaching. Suck it!
You got me. You got
Yay.
Me. Hey, kudos. Hey, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye, take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, we're talking about big fights you got in over nothing.
And or pantsing, for no reason.
And or pantsing, either one.
Yeah.
Pantsing. I pantsed my dad in, like, eighth grade. He was helping put up the volleyball net at a elementary school.
Right.
I pulled his pants down in front of all the parents. His sausage was hanging out. He looked at me and wanted to punch me in the face.
How old?
I was 13 years old.
How old were you?
13.
13. Wow.
Dude, that is some nerve. I would have gotten my ass handed to me. Like,
what happened?
Time.
Did anything happen to you?
Oh, he looked at me. The look in his
That's
eye,
it.
I went and hid in one of the classrooms.
Wow, I couldn't hide long enough. He'd still be looking for me.
Scared.
Even like,
I haven't seen my dad since that day.
Yeah. Right on, man. Well, hey, good for you, though, being able to pants dad. No, I think that's wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, talking about being pantsed, apparently.
Yeah.
What you got?
My wife, her friends, she was all drunk. I had to get out of a pool, so I didn't have any. I put on some trunks with no underwear on.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends decided to pants me. Everything got shown.
Ta-da!
This is what I have.
I know people were cheering, because when that happens, you know, and like I said, Jed the Fish used to like to do it to people quite a bit. And then everybody would cheer. You know,
right,
because, like,
right, but we work in
right,
circus.
An insane
it's a circus.
Yeah, that's very true.
We work in a circus.
Yeah.
I can't imagine in regular business that happening.
Right. Or like at a pool party. Did everybody cheer for you, man?
They were embarrassed.
Oh,
I'm sorry to hear
that.
That's
not the way to play it.
Did you yell, "It's cold"?
Drink it!
My nickname is Bubble Butt after that.
Bubble Butt, all right. Excellent.
Well, there you go.
I'm glad they saw that side. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We have tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Detroit Red Wings this Saturday at Crypto.com Arena.
I love giving away these tickets. That's very cool. Are you going to be at this game? You go to most of these Kings games.
I am going to this.
Sweet.
Yes, I am. Nice. Saturday night.
Right on.
Get your tickets at LAKings.com/tickets, or you can call right now at 818-955-KLOS. We have some more hockey slang for you.
All right.
So if you're a hockey fan and you know some slang,
yeah.
Some of these there might be a little bit more difficult.
But good.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
We'll take caller 13 and then do a drawing. A whole bunch of people to see if they get the tickets, four of them, to go to the game on Saturday.
What he said. We have some tickets to see the LA Kings. KLOS, who's this?
This is Francisco Rodriguez.
Hi, Princess.
You might have misheard that. I'm not sure.
Nope, we're calling him Princess.
Oh, all right.
Do you know hockey, Princess?
Do you want me to slap him for you?
I'm sorry. Francis? Honestly, I don't know what's wrong with me today. For real.
I'm drunk.
It started out with losing my key card.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So that just started that way. Yeah. Right. All right, listen, I'm going to give you a slang term that they use in hockey, and you just tell me what it means, all right?
All right.
All right, Princess, your term is fire wagon hockey.
What does that mean?
Fire wagon hockey?
Yes.
I have no idea.
You set your own timer there? I'm going to give myself 3 seconds to come up with it.
He's blocking a left turn lane right now. That's a game that has a lot of offense with zero defense. Fire wagon hockey.
Oh, Princess.
Yeah, sorry, Princess. I'm sorry.
I was rooting for you, man.
That's as I. KLOS, hello. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. Are you ready for a little bit of hockey slang?
I am.
All right. Who is known as, and if you don't get this right, I'm going to come slap you. Who's known as the great one?
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
Wayne
Gretzky, correct. There you go. All right. Nice. All right, you're going to go on hold. We're going to get a few more possible wieners.
What's his name?
His name is Chris.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
And KLOS, who are you?
Mike.
Mike.
All right. Are you ready for your hockey slang?
Yes, I am.
All right. Wayne Gretzky was known specifically for setting up in the office. What part of the ice does that refer to? The office.
Behind the net.
Wow, is correct.
Wow, nice.
How
Mike,
about that?
Right on. You are going on hold.
Sluggo was looking at me like no one would ever get that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right.
Like, yeah.
Nice. All right. Who's this? KLOS.
Marina.
Hockey slang. What does it mean that someone gets hit right in the numbers?
On the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Back check.
Right in the back. Correct.
Wow. I was going to say the jersey. I was going to guess that one. Well, good for you, Marina.
All right. We have three winners so far that are going into the drawing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Hold on. Don't wander off there, and we'll see if we can whatever the hell you're doing over there.
KLOS, hello.
Am I caller 13?
I mean, you're in the game.
Yeah, you get to play, and then Kevin's going to take your name if you get the answer right, and then throw it into a hat with a bunch of other people.
And what's your name?
Daniel.
All right. What does it mean in hockey when they call it a snow job?
A snow job. Thanks for being very careful.
Yes.
What does that mean?
What does that mean in hockey?
It means when the skater stops suddenly.
In the face of a goaltender. Good enough. Close enough.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, get a thumbs up on that.
Yes.
So we're going to put you in the sorting hat.
Congratulations. Harry Potter. Sorting hat?
I don't know, yeah.
I didn't realize it was Harry Potter.
Nice.
Do we have one more?
Yes, one more. Okay. Hi, who are you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
This is me. Are you
Oh, Jesus Christ. We went one too many.
Are we reaching?
We went one too many calls.
Are you a hockey fan? I don't even know what your name is. What's your name?
I'm not going to tell you my
real name. Damn it to hell!
Oh, you're escalating.
What does it mean in hockey when you say a goalie stands on his head?
He f***ed up.
Well, you don't win. Yay!
I'm happy to say it's the exact opposite of that.
Oh, is it?
Yes,
oh,
it is.
Really?
Thank you for calling.
That's interesting.
All right. I'm glad.
Okay, bye. All right. Throw it in the Harry Potter's
sorting hat or
whatever.
It's a sorting hat, yes.
Yeah, and let me know who comes out.
All right.
We had four correct answers.
We did, and the winner is Mike.
Mike! Hey, Mike, on line one, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
You just got pulled out of Kevin's hat.
It wasn't my hat.
Beautiful.
You get four Beautiful. Tickets to see the Kings play the Detroit Red Wings on Saturday night at Crypto.com Arena.
Fantastic.
Well done. Somebody will contact you tomorrow and give you the information. For everybody else, you can get your tickets at lakings.com/tickets. Hey, I was saying, I was talking, man.
Come on. He's doing the important part, Mike.
I was saying,
what the hell?
I was saying a thing. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for what we learned.
Ah, what did we learn today?
If you think that drinking silver is going to help you get over COVID, scientifically, you're wrong.
But we don't care.
I'm not going to argue with anybody anymore.
Drink what you want.
Listen, there's scientists, there's doctors, they seem to know. If you want to go the other way,
yeah, man,
drink silver, which actually turns your skin blue.
Yeah, listen to that Baker guy who got thrown in jail and wants to sell you some silver, man. He knows what's up.
Jim Baker.
Yeah.
It turns out North Korea is sort of a crappy place to live if you like, I don't know, food.
Manny told us that, right?
Manny Ramirez, yes.
Yeah, very helpful.
And it's been too long since anyone's been pants, so look out for me tonight.
I'm off to pants the kitty.
Enjoy that. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Who played the first of over 200 shows on this day in rock in 1967. It was also included their first ever U.S. tour that year. It was on this day in rock in 1975 when the mayor of Boston said no to Led Zeppelin, canceled a concert because 2,000 fans rioted trying to buy tickets and caused an estimated $75,000 worth of damage at the Boston Garden.